In that same regard, I found the data that Soon Paik has presented from the NSABP on MYC, M-Y-C, overexpression, extremely exciting and once again very biologically plausible.
Can you explain what c-MYC is?
MYC, M-Y-C, is an oncogene. It is upregulated commonly when cells are stimulated to grow. It is part of the growth response. And when MYC is overexpressed in tumors, it is transforming, can induce cells to cause cancer. MYC has been much more difficult to measure than other oncogenes. The protein is short-lived, the antibody studies aren't so good, but MYC is clearly overexpressed in about 20 to about 25% of human breast cancers. Robert Dixon at the Lombardi Cancer Center did a lovely meta-analysis on that a few years ago, and those were the numbers which he found. What's always been paradoxical to many people is why it is that many patients whose tumors unquestionably overexpress the target of Herceptin, overexpress HER2-NU, do not in fact respond to Herceptin. Even in the best done single agent previously untreated patients, the response rates are only about 35% or so. So that raises the exact same question that we brought up before. Do some patients fail to respond to Herceptin because it doesn't get there, it doesn't reach the target, there's a pharmacologic explanation, or is there something else that's required, aside from simply the overexpression of the target for trastuzumab to work? And what Soon's data showed rather conclusively, it was only those patients who co-expressed MYC, this oncogene, and HER2-NU, in which the response to Herceptin was seen. And once again, those data need replication badly, but should that be the case, that would be tremendously insightful.